several sisters as well. For example, a sister in Christian two, a sphere of restaurant parcel, where quadratic permission form in the five variable, that takes the form of 5 100 times 100 or 5 300 times 100 or 5 300 times 100. So this means, in particular, that if we take the 3 pi and multiply them times the 3 by 2 unitary matrix, then this quadratic permission form will be preserved. So the momentum invariant under that subset kind of measure. That's through Q3. So the specific group for a three system system, as far as momentum is concerned, is Q3. And in fact, the angular momentum is also invariant for that under Q3. And this Q3 can be extended to a larger for a minus two. They all have varying numbers, one the Antwerp city, which is in the center, they have similar issues with how to store the electric charge, and hydro charge, and very high number of home numbers at all at the time. And that's the same thing that we do with the town. The second, that if you're going to build out a system with a very high number one, then you have to be three for it. By taking very tight a combination of three quarts, you can build a very tight area. Now, an example here is the proton. In the case of the proton, we have a UA prime, a U B prime, and a B prime. That's three quarts. You'll remember that the U quart has charge one third, I'm sorry, charge two thirds. So we have two U quarts here, and so with four thirds of charge, so the G quart has charge one third, so the net charge is one, the proton has charge one, which works that. So by making various sum of the quantum number, we arrive at the appropriate quantum number for the proton. Note in particular that we have here a contraction on the spinner indices of second to fourth here, contraction between the UV and the DV. What this means is that the state is going to reduce the state of spin one half. So the only three we look at all possible combinations of three quarts. And it's apparent here that that we can form 10 different combinations of three quarts that is without any particular regard for the center industry. It is quite systematic there. So we have the three different ways. You might come back here and meet, or you might come back here and have, or you might come back clean and have. But there's an element to exercise and spin out the commitment itself. There are community and independent combinations that you can start by. The basis of your plan, you get then one half are the following. Here we have the section four with the two U's and D, and here is the D factor, and here we have the D and the D factor, and the very other possibilities here are D plus D and F factor. In the center, the two linear combinations, which are ones that actually correspond to the statistical set, which are observed, are sets which are symmetric and two symmetric and the U and the G core. There's one set, for example, set on top, which is trained by synthesizing first on U and G, and then contracting with the S core, so that there's just a single group linear every time. That's to say, your symmetric in U and D means spin, that the axis spin of U and D core combined together is a total axis spin at one, so that they're combined successfully.
On that, if you find that spin, how do you find the copy of that?
Well, you think of a U and D as actually being a double. We simply take over the original diagram of combination Simmsbury has, but a prior farm to bear down the bed square. The top floor today forms an ISO for a and if you're going to ISO spin industry to the floor, then it is said to be represented to the end J and A and L. Couple rather are meant to be taken on the item that the third set of all of the differential operators. The various operators correspond to the hedonic observable. The hedonic observable falls into three classes. These were the various classes which are mentioned in the diagram. First of all, we have the theory of internal operators, just the operators that are associated with the union degrees, the freedom of the ancestor system. For Hadron, there are six set operators. These include the electric charge, the hydrogen charge, the baryon number, the total atom spin, the two testes and catenary operators. The first are all first order operators. In fact, they're the homogeneity operators, essentially, renormalized in the Hilbert one. In the various systems, which have some functions, these are various combinations of homogeneity operators. The baryon number, for example, is one third of the sum of the homogeneity operators minus a certain number of similar combinations of the other two. The total atom spin is the sum of more complicated operators, seven-order operators, the two SP3 tensor operators, one tensor operator, and the third order operator. The purpose of the SP3 tensor operator is to determine which representation of SP3 is your function transforms according to say it tells you whether the state of interest is going to be an octet or a decimal or some other type of the next category are the maps and the spin. They have a slightly unusual status in as much as they're both internal quantum numbers and external quantum numbers. When you say internal and external, that's going to be slightly more than the kind of metaphysical statement about the quantum numbers. But it means they can be built up in two rather different fashions. They can be built up on the one hand out of the generators of the Poincaré acting on systems but on the other hand, they can be built up out of the generators of the internal symmetry group that preserves the momentum and the angular momentum of the so that they, in fact, have a dual status of being internal quantum numbers on the one hand. External quantum numbers that come in associated with the Poincaré on the other hand. They're in fact two scalar operators, so we've got connection with Poincaré. In addition to this internal operators, we can also add in some other operators, although it's not as big as the Hadron B and the eigenspace, but the remaining operators, namely the spin and the scalar action, and three components of momentum. Altogether, we have 12 independent and commuting operators here. When I say independent, I should qualify that slightly. The operators, in fact, aren't quite independent. This is one of the rather unusual features of the model for Hadron. What that means is that it's not possible to build up states which have arbitrary eigenvalues of the various operators specified by independent. On the contrary, I can drive you, they have to be related to the property. There are several examples of this, this stop box, perhaps most important to the concern problem of court statistics. Now, in framework of the standard court model, the court that composed the Hedgehog being thin one half particle be regarded as fermion, and this means that they have to be possessed with three anti-computation so that the building has to stay. But on the other hand, it's very well known that if Hedgehog states are built up using anti-computing torques in this fashion, then this leads to incorrect spin values for the resulting fermion state. So the whole scheme, this standard protocol has to be modified in a way to correct the deficiency by the introduction of additional Thompson numbers. These are the color degrees of freedom. You have addition to flavor, FP3, FP3 is the second one. We have color, FP3. On the other hand, within the system, the quarks don't actually appear as an elementary particle. There are no anti-computation relations that have to be satisfied amongst them. And consequently, it's not necessary to introduce color directly. However, a bit more to be said than just that. In addition, the very separate dimension is here, the whole one function degree history. On account of the properties of the various populations here, we take all matters and not the correct symmetry relating FP3 and to say the correct symmetry, the correct symmetry very on. Eliminate the high variables. function of that. And then we review a time here to turn that on through the side when you're all done. That takes the whole function of having